Welcome to Alive and Active Life, broadcasting encouragement to live your daily life with God's help and inspiration to reach for more of God by faith. Join Brenda Wolf for today's practical insights.
Happy New Year. May it be a good one for you. Now, to set the tone, here is a quote from C.S. Lewis. There are far better things ahead than any we leave behind. With this insightful observation, let's explore 10 points to start this new year well. Now, we're doing a scripture dissection, so we're going to tear into start this year well. We always cover four categories in scripture dissection. What does it say? What does it mean? Make it personal and make a commitment. We'll start with what does it say? As we think about how to start this year well, let's explore Paul's exceptional drive and creativity to move forward. Considering he had a terrible past, this is significant. Before he met Jesus, Paul's history overflowed with self-righteousness and an obsession to persecute Christians. Amazingly, Jesus hand-picked Paul to spread his good news of the cross and empty tomb. So let's look at excerpts of what Paul says in Philippians 3, verses 12 through 14. First, I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. The next one, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it. Next one, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead. And then the final one, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. That's what those verses say. So now let's look at what they mean. We're going to look at each verse and pull out Paul's instruction and encouragement for his readers. And the first one was, I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. So often, the way forward in life is simply to press on. As I consider how Paul phrases this, it's both brilliant and simple. Just press on. Many good things are just up ahead. Incidentally, I'm fully aware that may take time. Some seasons last longer than we wish. However, I'm also thinking of the quote we mentioned from C.S. Lewis. Here it is again. There are far better things ahead than any we left behind. Remarkably, the phrase that amazes me in the verse is, for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. Clearly, this speaks to the value and purpose God has for you. Additionally, for the proactive pursuit that Jesus engages over you. So I say this, you are valuable, plus you have purpose. Quite literally, Christ takes hold of your life for special service God designed. Okay, let's look at the next phrase. I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it. This is priceless. Paul gets it. He hasn't arrived yet. Truly, that gives hope. Apparently, this is a day-by-day, year-by-year process. So don't give up on one hand, and don't think you're already there on the other hand. The next phrase, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead. Strategically, Paul gets really focused here. He identifies a motivation that matters. Remarkably, whether it's super good or really bad, forget the past and strain forward. Of course, this means celebrate the good, then move forward. Further, it means face up to the bad, make things right, ask forgiveness, then move forward. And then the last phrase, I press on to the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. So, this climax, Paul urges, press forward to the goal. And actually, God's goal for you is both, number one, a prize, and number two, it is a calling. Of course, Jesus is the prize. Additionally, your life and purpose is your calling. So pursue this two-prong prize. Let's talk about some tender and tenacious ideas. These four scripture portions are both tender and tenacious at the same time. Can you hear God's heart? I suppose you could say it like this. Don't take lightly Jesus or your life. Remarkably, God designed you with purpose, expectation, kindness, and grace, all wrapped up in the prize of your life, hidden with Christ in God. Colossians 3:3. That's what those verses mean. Okay, that was a little longer section. Let's go on now to make it personal. Sometimes it helps to look at the life of someone faithful to Christ. Ask yourself, who is already making good strides in the Lord? For example, we mentioned Paul, a credible source. Plus, we mentioned C.S. Lewis, also a strong example. And there are so many more. So, who in your life is true to Jesus? Here are some questions you can ask yourself about them. What qualities set them apart as highly esteemed in your mind? They are likely quietly being faithful and doing what needs to be done. Another question, why do you respect them? Perhaps their motivation or drive. Perhaps it's their resolve to obey God. Okay, let's go on to the next idea. It's likely that they have been brave and creative in serving others and even in their sufferings. And then the final idea is they have made a difference. So, what is that difference? Identify it. Okay, those are some things that help to look to someone else and see what things their life might be able to add to your life, give you something to aim for, something to be encouraged with. Now let's look at the 10 points to help you start this year well. These statements are simple, profound, and they are life-changing. All of them take place as you live in Christ. Incidentally, you receive each of these from Jesus, and He promises to deliver. Here we go. Number one, renew courage for hard things. That's something you can do. Next, claim strength when you must suffer. Then, accept disappointments and move forward. Number four, when exhausted, turn to Jesus for rest and be refreshed. 5. Replenish your depleted supply with the fresh reserves of God's resources. 6. Practice a positive perspective and cheerful demeanor. 7. Be yourself. Never be forced, plastic, or counterfeit. 8. Always engage genuineness and sincerity. 9. Be tough where it counts. This character quality builds credibility. And number 10, finally, remain in the right place when you start a new year or any other new endeavor. There is only one way to stay fresh, alive, and effective in faith. In other words, to be fully engaged in daily life details, to be sincerely genuine in all endeavors, and to be joining the ranks of God's heroes. To do those things, remain in Christ. Of course, this means draw close to Him. That's something that's up to you to do. Plus, live inside His principles. At this point, Jesus becomes your all. So, intentionally reach back to Him with all your heart. Subsequently, this means you trust Him over your feelings and experiences. Further, it means God's interests become yours. Interestingly, you also kick out moods. Essentially, living this way prepares you for the prize. Now, let's look at these verses again. Press on to be the person Jesus created and designed. Do not consider yourself to have fully arrived. Simultaneously, recognize the growth and transformation God is doing in your life. Forgetting what is behind, strain toward what is ahead. And press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called you heavenward in Christ Jesus. Those were the four verses, but more commonly said, as we would say it to one another. Okay, so start this year well. Here are some ways that you can practice the 10 points that we previously just went through. Of course, you must apply your time, energy, creativity, and resources to these 10 points. First of all, practice continual prayer. Pray about all things. This includes requests, praise, what happens to be in your heart at the moment, and worship. Quite literally, share your moments with God all through the day. Next one, be alert to needs, dangers, and sin problems around you. Prayerfully be available and prayerfully avoid pitfalls. Pray, this is the next one, pray for Jesus followers on the front line of battle. Ask God to give them courage, strength. Ask Him to give them protection, His words, and creative presentation of the gospel's mysteries. Next point, pray for believers and for yourself to be fearless. Additionally, be willing to suffer for Jesus' sake. Difficult times require wise, kind, compassionate, informed, and strong leadership to make a difference. Now, if you'll notice that all of those so far, there were four of them, were talking about praying. But let's go on. There's a few more. Next point is to keep in touch with God's people in various places and roles. They might be right around the corner, or they might be somewhere else on the globe. Here's what you can do. Encourage them. Communicate with them. Bond with them in Jesus' name. And guess what? Here we go again. Pray for their success and safety. Okay, another point is this. Live with peace in your heart while navigating troubled waters. Oh, here we go again. Pray for wisdom and courage. Rest and refresh your soul in prayer. Did you know that prayer can do that? It brings rest and refreshment to you. And the final point, love God's people everywhere. And again, pray genuinely about their concerns and needs. Help in practical ways as God leads. What's the common theme in all of those points? Pray. Here's another good quote. You can't go back and change the beginning, but you can start where you are and change the ending. And that was also by C.S. Lewis. That's how you make these verse portions personal. Before we go on to the fourth section with thoughts and questions,
if you're enjoying this content, share it with someone else. Just click the share button on your podcast app.
So now we're going to go on to make a commitment, and this is where we share the accountability thoughts and questions over the content of today. Number one, are you pressing forward to take hold of the reason that God designed you? Number two, do you realize you're not there yet? It's a lifelong pursuit. Three, are you willing to forget what is behind you, good and bad, and strain forward? Four, are you pressing forward to the goal for your life, the pearl of great price, Jesus? 5, are you hidden with Christ in God? Remember Colossians 3:3. 6, which of the 10 action steps will you work on this next week? Let's go back real quickly and go over those 10 action steps. First, renew courage for hard things. Next, claim strength when you must suffer. Then, accept disappointments and move forward. Number 4, when exhausted, turn to Jesus for rest and be refreshed. 5, replenish your depleted supply with the fresh reserves of God's resources. 6, practice a positive perspective and cheerful demeanor, no matter what. 7, be yourself. Don't be forced, plastic, or counterfeit. Number 8, always engage genuineness and sincerity. 9, be tough where it counts. This character quality builds credibility. And number 10, remain in the right place when you start a new year or any other new endeavor. Okay, the final question in our Make a Commitment section is simply this. Are you praying? Portions of this content come from my book, More Epistles for an iGeneration Relevant in a Digital Age. This is a devotional book that takes you through all Paul's letters that follow 1 and 2 Corinthians. You will find practical action points that help you know God better and nurture personal growth. You can find this book in our bookstore, www.aliveandactivelife.org/store. I invite you to follow us on your favorite social media. Do sign up on our email list to receive weekly articles. Plus, tune in to our weekly podcast using your preferred podcast app or use our online player at the top of each article. Visit our website for resources to get into God's Word and live an alive and active life.
You've been listening to Brenda Wolf with Alive and Active Life. Visit our website at www.aliveandactivelife.org, your web-based home for resources, including books and ebooks, libraries of articles, podcasts, and more, as you navigate life's challenges and issues. Sign up on our email list and subscribe to our podcast to stay current with the tools you need to be the person God designed, living an alive and active life.